Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now in the fifth parak of Masechet Nazir. As mentioned earlier, this entire parak will be covered in two podcasts, and this is the second and final of the podcasts on this parak. We're on Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph at Mishnah Dalad, continuing on with our discussion of Neder Betaut and a netter that gets canceled or in some way or another gets fouled along the process of the korban. Mishan adar b'nazir. Somebody took a netter of nazirut. V'alach l'havia b'hemto u'mitzah shenignava. He went to bring his animal that he had set aside and found that it had been stolen. Imad shelo nignava b'hemto nazar. If he took the nazirut before it got stolen, harez a nazir. He's a nazir and has to find some other animals. V'imi shenignava b'hemto nazar. But if he had, it had been stolen, beforehand, in other words, he took the Nazirut, and at that point it had already been stolen, ain't a Nazir. In other words, his Nazirut was predicated upon having that animal. When he took the Nazirut, he was unaware of the fact that the animal was no longer available, and therefore, everybody will agree that this is not a valid Nazirut. Vizuta'ut ta'ana chuma madai. There was evidently a very famous story that people were aware of that happened during the times of the second Mikdash. Nachum Madai was around during the Churban, in the middle of the first century, and he made the following ruling: Sha'alun Nizirim in Hagola umatzu beit hamikdash charev. There was a group of Nizirim that came from Bavel. They came to Yerushalayim to bring their korbanot and complete the process of nizirut, and they found that the Beit Hamikdash had been destroyed. Amar lahem Nachum Madai, and so Nachum said to them, Ilu hayitem yodim shebeit hamikdash charev, hayitem nozrim. He did something akin to Potchin ben Olad, like Rabbi Eliezer says. He used a circumstance that had developed subsequent to the neder. He said, had you known the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, would you have taken the neder? Amru lalo. They said, of course not. V'tiran nachum amadai. And he said, then your nazirut is nothing, and you can drink wine, etc. Ochshabad davar itzal chachamim. But when the chachamim heard about it, their response was, Amru kol shenazar an shelo charev Beit HaMikdash nazir. If they took the nazirut before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, then the Nazirut is valid. Shar Beit HaMikdash in a Nazir. And if it was afterwards, then he's not a Nazir. So in other words, Chachamim said that it really depends on what the status was of the thing that fouls the process. In one case, the stealing of the animals. In this case, Churban Beit HaMikdash. Whether that fouled reality was already in place at the time of the Nazirut. Now, Amar Rabba. If we recall, in Masachet Nedarim, we have the machloket that coursed through an entire parak between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim about potchin binolad. Can you use a new unforeseen circumstance as a petach for Nedarim? Rabbi Eliezer says you may. Chachamim say you may not. Such as I'm taking a neder from a particular person, and then after taking the neder, his son gets engaged and he's having a wedding, and now you can't go to the wedding. Had I known, I wouldn't have taken the neder. Rabbi Eliezer says that's a petach. So Rabba says, you see that the Rabbanon were so successful in blowing out Rebbe Eliezer, shtafu, they like flooded him with the challenges that he acceded to their position. Ukme b'shita tayu, and he then adopted their shita. How do we know? Tinan potchin ben oladi Rebbe Eliezer chacham omrim osrim. In Darim we have the machloket, and in our Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer does not disagree. It does not say, had I known that my animal was going to be stolen, I wouldn't have taken the neder. That's not a petach, which means Rabbi Eliezer acceded the point and said, nola doesn't work. However, even though the Rabbanon's position, which according to Rabba was accepted by Rabbi Eliezer eventually, you're allowed to use something akin to nolad, not really a new circumstance arising that was unforeseen, but something associated with it. That will work. Hechidami. Amri lohon, if you say to them, ilu ata inish v'amar lohon dechar Beit HaMikdash, when you took the neder, had somebody come and told you the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, mi havin nadritun, would you have taken your neder? And of course, the answer would have been no. And therefore, that is a valid petach. In other words, not had you known that the Beit HaMikdash was going to be destroyed later on, would you have taken it? That's a pure nolad. But rather, had somebody come up to you at the time and told you the Beit HaMikdash already was destroyed, would you have taken the neder? Which is really an end around, because you can use any nolad and turn it into a tanai nolad that way. Now, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, if I was there at the case with Nachum Amadai, I would have solved these Nazirim's problem in a way the Chachamim would have been satisfied with. I would have said to them, Hachtiv, Haichal Adonai, Haichal Adonai, Haichal Adonai Hema. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu Zayin, Yirmiyahu, Bait Rishon times, is saying to the people at the time, do not listen to the false prophets who are saying it's the sanctuary of God, and therefore he's not going to touch it, and don't worry, he's never going to destroy it. Yirmiyahu goes on to say, L'chuna el makomi, go take a look at my place in Shiloh, and you see I destroyed that, I'll destroy this. And the fact that it says Echal Hashem three times, Chachamim say, refers to Shiloh, the Bait Rishon and Bait Sheni, which means that we already have a nevuah that Bait Sheni is going to be destroyed. And therefore, it's not really Nolad. It's a well-known thing that's going to be destroyed. Zemikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. So the answer is Nihid the Adin Lohon Di Echruv, even though they knew by prophecy that it would be destroyed, Mi Odin Le Matai, but they didn't know when. So Amar Abaye, Abaye, Rav Yosef's student, says, well, we certainly knew when. V'aktiv Shvayim Shivayim Nechtach Alamech V'al Irkotshecha. One of the prophecy of Daniel that has the 7 years times seven, 490 years. Right, so there is a nevuah about how, at what point it's going to be destroyed. But still, we don't know when in the year, and even if we knew what year was going to be destroyed by prophecy, nonetheless, we don't know when in the year, which means you really can't say that this was a foreseen event, that therefore is not an issue of nolad. So that really doesn't solve the problem. Okay, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, and it will also include Mishnah Vav. And this is something we already saw. Hayuma halchin baderech. Let's say some people were walking on the way. We'll call them A and B walking on the way. V'chad ba'kenegdan. And a C was coming. Another person's C was coming opposite them. That's how I represent it on the page. Amar chad mihen. So A said, that guy is Mikey. So he said, Harini nazir shuzeploni. And I'll be a nazir, if that's Mikey. And to prove his point. V'chad amar harini nazir she'ein zeploni. And the other fellow said, no, it's not Mikey. I'll be a Nazir if it's not Mikey. Perhaps they're trying to prove the other way, but either way, A and B are disagreeing about who C is, if he's Plony or not. And A says, I'm a Nazir if C is Plony, and B said, I'm a Nazir if C isn't Plony, which means, by the way, there's no way in the world that A and B can both be right. And then, a third person, we'll call him D, comes in and says, She'ein echad mikem Nazir. I am a Nazir if none of you are Nazirim, which of course is impossible. And then somebody else comes along and says, Shishnechem Nazirim. I'm a Nazir if both A and B are Nazirim. And then somebody else comes along and says, we'll call him F, says, Shekulchem Nazirim. I'm a Nazir if all five of you guys are Nazirim. Then, Beit Shammai Omrim, Kulan Nazirim. Beit Shammai says they're all Nazirim because they said, I'm a Nazir. And the condition doesn't matter. Beit Hillel Omrim, Eino Nazir Elamishalon Kemudvarav. It's a very strange phrase and we're going to deal with it in the Gemara. Beit Hillel says, the only one who's a Nazir is the one whose words actually came true. Meaning, if C really was Plony, then the guy who says he's Plony is a Nazir. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, and we've seen Rabbi Tarfon several times, ain't echad mehem Nazir. None of these guys are Nazir, and we'll see why in the Gemara. Meaning, even the guys who were right. So we have three approaches. Everybody's a Nazir, nobody's a Nazir, or only the guys who were right, whose conditions were matched reality, are Nazirim. Now, the next Mishnah, if, let's say, this Plony guy, who's the focus of everybody's attention, because remember, the dispute between A and B about who Plony is leads also to D, E, and F's status as Nazirim or not, because their condition is, if A is a Nazir, or if A is not a Nazir, etc. So now, let's say C ran away and we never saw him, so we could never clarify it. A no Nazir. A no Nazir means none of them are Nazirim. Even though, undoubtedly, one of them really is a Nazir, at least, because C either is Plony or not, but since we're never going to find out, none of them are Nazirim. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yomar, Im Hayakid Var Harin Nazir Chovat, Im Lav Harin Nazir Nedavah. Each person should say, if based on the reality, which we'll never be able to clarify because Plony ran away, C ran away, if I really was a Nazir, then I'm a Nazir. And if not, I'll be a Nazir Nedavah to cover my bases. Now, the Gemara immediately addresses Beit Hillel's presentation. Mishlon Kamud Varav, am I have a Nazir? Why would it be that the guy whose words weren't true is a Nazir? It's the opposite. So I'm Rav Yehuda, Mishlon Kamud Varav. He says that we should read whoever's words actually did come true. Abaya Mark, Gondamar, Inam Ilav Ploni, who I have a Nazir. And Abaya says, no, we're talking about a guy who changed his mind. And then Umaylon Kamud Varav, what does that mean? Lon Kamud Varav Shonim El Varav Acharim, meaning somebody changed his mind and said, I'm a Nazir if this guy is Ploni. He said, no, actually I'm a Nazir if this guy's not Ploni. And so Minishon Kamud Varav means whoever's first words are not fulfilled, but rather their last words are fulfilled. Either way, it comes to the same thing, but Hillel means whoever's words match reality, that's our Nazir. Okay, Yitzhiel Acharav, that second Mishnah, said if the guy moves away, and so we will never find out who he is, in a Nazir. Time Rishum de Yitzhiel Acharav, it's only because he ran away and we'll never know. Ha'ati l'kaman have Nazir, but if he came to us, and we could identify this guy either is Mikey or not, this guy is Ploni or not, then those people who said, I'm a Nazir if he's Ploni, and then I'm a Nazir if he's a Nazir, etc., are all Nazirim. Mani, who could be the author of such a statement? Elam Rabbi Tarfon, it can't be Rabbi Tarfon, because what did Rabbi Tarfon say in our Mishnah? Miyavi Nazir. Kevin Vishata de Karnazo Loyada Iploni Huivi Lav, since at the moment you were taking the Nazirut, it was unclear if C was Ploni or not. Michal Ale Nazirut, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you're not a Nazir at all. Vatani Rabbi Huda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, what does Rabbi Huda say, quoting Rabbi Tarfon in the Brita? Ain echad mehen nazir? Why? Lefi shelo nitna nazirut ela lahafla'a. Nazirut is something that demands hafla'a, which means a clear, unequivocal, unambiguous statement. It's clear that this guy's a nazir, and whatever condition he puts into it is a condition that is immediately clear as to its reality factor, its truth value. As opposed to here, where we don't know if Ploni is if C is Ploni or not, and we won't know for another 5 minutes till he shows up, which means at the moment of the Nazirut, it's unknown. And therefore, Rabbi Tarfon could never be the author of that. Ella Rabbi Huda de Krihud, and it's Rabbi Huda of the story of the Kri. The Kri is the granary. And what's the halacha? It's as follows. The Tanya, Harena, Zermanat, Shiehe, Bekri, Azemeakur, a guy thinks he's had a very successful season. So he says, I'll be a Nazir if I have 100 kur of grain in my granary. And then he goes to the granary and sees the whole thing's been lost or stolen, which means he'll never know if he had 100. Rabbi Shimon says it's asur. Why? Because, well, we'll see in a second, but his basic line is safek nazirut lahachmir. Rabbi Yehuda says the guy's not a nazir. Rabbi Shimon Savar came into Ilulo Nignav Domahavu Bemeakur, Bahame Nazir, since if it hadn't been stolen, there may have been 100 kur there and the guy would have been nazir. Therefore, Hashda Nami have a Nazir. He's also a Nazir now, because he might be. Vachanami came in the Ata the Kaman Viadin and Deponi have a Nazir. What's missing here is, what's Rabbi Yehuda's position? Yehuda's position is, if you go and you do find 100 kur, you are a Nazir. So therefore, Hachanami came in the Ata the Kaman Viadin and Deponi have a Nazir. If this guy were to come in front of us and we knew he was a Nazir, then Hashda Nami have a Nazir. Then Rabbi Shimon would say, even if the guy ran away, he's a Nazir. And that's why Rabbi Shimon says what he does in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yehuda has got to be his opposite number, who says, if the guy really does make it and we find out who he is, then at least those guys who are right about him are Nazirim, as opposed to Rabbi Tarfon, who says none of them are. Okay, the last Mishnah in the Perek, Ra'at HaKoy. A Koy is some sort of a gazelle, and Chachamim were unsure whether it should be classified as a Chaya or a Behima, and therefore it's mentioned in the second chapter of Masechet Bikurim as something which has to be dealt with Lechumra in both cases. The Chaylev is Asur like a Behima, but you're not Chayav Karet for it, you're not Chayav Chatat for it, there's a mitzvah of Kisui Adam like a Chaya, but you don't make the brach on it, etc., etc. Now, Ra'at HaKoy, so a guy saw a Koy, V'yamar Harini Azir Shezeh Chaya. And one guy says, we're going to go through A again. A says, I'm a Nazir if this is a Chaya, which means an undomesticated animal. Harein Nazir Shezeh Eino Chaya. Another B says, I'm a Nazir if this is not a Chaya. Harein Nazir Shezeh Behema. C says, I'm a Nazir if this is a Behema. Harein Nazir She'ein Zeh Behema. D says, I'm a Nazir if this is not a Behema. Harein Nazir Shezeh Chaya U'Behema. E says, I'm a Nazir if this is both. Harein Nazir She'ein Zeh Lo Chaya V'lo Behema. F says, I'm a Nazir if this is neither. We got six guys here. Now, G comes along and says, Harein Nazir Shechad Mikem Nazir. G says, I'm a Nazir if anybody A through F is a Nazir. And then H comes along and says, Harein Nazir Shechad Mikem Nazir. I'm a Nazir as long as any one of you is a Nazir. That was F. G says, H says, Harein Nazir She'ein Echad Mikem Nazir. I'm a Nazir if none of you are Nazirim. And then I comes along and says, Harein Nazir Shekulchem Nazirim. I'm a Nazir if you're all Nazirim. Harei Kulam Nazirim. Because the triality is that a koi has the properties of chaya behema and also the properties of not being a chaya or behema. So every one of those statements has a truth value, and of course the last three, which all depend on realities about the earlier ones, are all true also. Now, Tani Chara, Tisha Nizirim, we had a heading to this Mishnah which said there are nine Nizirim here. Tani Yidach Tesha Naziriyot, we had another heading that said there's nine Naziriyot. Now, Bishlamat Tisha Nazirin, I understand how there could be nine Nazirim here. Kagon Dahave Gavri Tfei, there's a few more guys. In other words, we have the nine guys in our Mishnah that we've got. Deitfis V'Azilbei, each person is locking onto the other. Ela Tesha Naziriyot, Achad Gavri Hechemishkachaba, how could you have nine Naziriyot on one guy based on this? So Bishlamat Sheet, Mishkachaba, Kenanan, six we could have, as we learned. A guy says, I'm a Nazir if this is not a Chaya, I'm a Nazir if this is a Chaya, etc. He could have six. But the last three are all based on somebody else being a Nazir. So Rav Sheshin on the Amar, in Nazir, unaziruta kol alai. There's many ways to interpret this. The chief way, the second, although I put them both into the notes, is that the other nine guys did the Nazirut, and a guy comes along and says, I am accepting Nazirut, can I get all of you guys? And therefore, nine Nazirut on one guy is still a possibility here. Hadron Alach Beit Shammai, and Yitzhak Hashem, in the next podcast, we will begin the very intense sixth parak, Shlosha Minim. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day, and Shakoach to all the Lomdim for our successful, very quick study of Parak Beit Shammai.